I was reminded of a church I was in not too long ago who I think so understood the need for security among parents and kids and families that they had a very special ministry.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Their church had a lot of single parents, single families in it. They had a very extensive ministry to those single parent families. They had experts in the field who would come occasionally and make sure the single mom's cars were all tuned up and they understood some important things about budgeting. I couldn't help but think that what's happening in that ministry is that this church has become aware that these single parent families have a high need for security.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
Well, on today's program of Great Commandment Radio, I'm joined by my good friend Jim Walter, and we've got a pop test for you.
Hello again. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the Great Commandment, hosted by Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, we continue our series, Relationship Challenges in a Postmodern World. And back to today's pop quiz. Here's Dr. David Ferguson, along with Intimate Life Ministries, Jim Walter.
Now, Jim, you and I are going to win this one, because I bet many of our listeners have heard of a book years ago called Evidence That Demands...
A Verdict.
Now, we're talking about the arguments and apologetics for the faith. It was written by our good friend that we've done a lot of ministry with, work with, Josh McDowell. And it was basically in what we call the modern world that says we're going to kind of establish truth by knowledge. We're going to gain all the research and all the knowledge. And yet, all week long, we're looking at a postmodern world. Things are different today. Jim, we oftentimes say in the spiritual world, young people aren't asking, is the Bible true? They're asking, if it's true,
what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
So what?
That's so what? That's right. And you've got some kids that are in the midst of this postmodernism. And one of the things that they seem to be kind of driven by, we'll be talking about today, called experiencing stuff, right?
If there's no experience, Dave, it's not real. You know, for you and I, if we could read it in a book, then that made it real. Somebody says it's true and they can prove it, it's real. But for my kids and kids of this generation, they don't really care if somebody claims. They want to know, how can I experience it? And if I can't, whether it's on a computer or in real life situations, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't even make any difference.
That's exactly right. Experiencing truth on today's Great Commandment radio program. Glad you joined us. Be sure to visit our website, greatcommandment.net. You'll find free stuff you can download, and you'll also find the resource for the week. In fact, there's one called Kingdom Calling, Jim. I know you had a lot of opportunities to spend a lot of sweat, blood, and tears over that resource.
And it also ministered to my life in a wonderful way as I was involved in that sweat, blood, and tears.
There you go.
Blood, sweat, and tears, something like that.
Anyway. That's right. It's called Kingdom Calling. Visit the website. It'll be a blessing to you personally. You'll also find leaders' material there for you to pass it along to others in your community or in your church. Now, Jim, one of the challenges, maybe the way you and I kind of grew up looking at knowledge to the way our world is today, it's this idea of experiencing. Now, you've got a bunch of kids. They're all kind of into stuff like, interactive things on the computer, and we've got to do the, virtual reality stuff. I mean, there's just this whole world that seems to say, we've just got to experience everything about life, or it just doesn't have meaning to it.
You know, in a sense, there may have been some sense in which that was true for us, but we just didn't really get it.
It's probably true.
I remember, for example, in my own marriage with my wife, Becky, I could tell you everything there is to tell you about 1 John 1:9, that we got to confess our sins to God, and I could tell you the Greek word for confess, and I could explain all the little grammatical nuances. But what was really deeply missing in my marriage was I was not experiencing actually confessing to God, and then I sure wasn't experiencing confessing to my wife. So it was greatly needed for me as well. In other words, there was that modernistic mindset that said, if I understand confession, that's enough. Well, the truth is, no, you know what? The experience is something that I was needing greatly in that situation. And so once I began to experience the truth of that passage, my marriage was transformed. Mm. So in a sense, part of what our kids are in on, I think, is something that we may have missed that was very important. Mm.
And that's a great insight for the week as we go along, because, to be honest with you, as you and I have the opportunity along with our team to be out there kind of in this Christian world, there's oftentimes a lot of bashing of postmodernism, so to speak, to say, boy, it's all wrong. And there's no doubt there's weird stuff out there today, in all kinds of ways. But what you're talking about is there's a real opportunity in postmodernism to say, hey, these folks are longing for something that's very real and genuine. And as you said, maybe we kind of missed it, and yet they've kind of risen up here to say, let's see it. Let's see this Christian faith real and reliable and experienced.
If you look at the life of Jesus, it was never enough for him to just simply tell people what the truth was. He always involved them in the experience of it. And so if we really are looking for a model of what we all need, I think that's where we need to look.
That's great. And so as we go through the week, relationship challenges in your home, in your life, Jim just talked about his own marriage with his own kids. How much truth are we experiencing? We like to say around here, can I lay in bed at night and just kind of think about, Lord, not what did I get done today? I got the car filled up with gas, and I got these many tasks done. But, Lord, what Bible verses did I experience today? Did I experience James 5:16, confessing to anybody? It was really wrong of me to lose my temper, to not keep that promise. Will you forgive me? That's experiencing truth. That's what brings relationships into a health and wholeness in this crazy mixed-up world. Experiencing Bible verses. Did I rejoice with anybody today, we like to say, Jim? Celebrate with somebody that's going through something exciting in the workplace or in our children's lives. One of the things that Teresa has done just this week is she's over celebrating with some grandkids in Western world, And so we've got the, hats on, and we've got all kinds of, Western things going on, and she's celebrating with them. And it's really Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice. So we're talking about experiencing truth, bringing health and wholeness to relationships through not just knowing truth, but actually experiencing.
We've got a lot to learn from this postmodern generation. We really do. And if we'll have our eyes open and our ears to hear, so to speak, then we may even actually sense that Jesus is trying to bring us something through these folks.
Yeah. And so maybe that's just another Bible verse coming alive that you're talking about, as you shared. Maybe that's one of those, a child shall lead them.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we could learn something in our relationships through the hunger for experience, the hunger for realness that we find out there today. That's the journey. In our teaching segment, we're going to focus specifically on this idea of walking in the light of God's Word. In other words, that part of what we're looking at is we're not talking about just knowing God's Word. We're talking about learning to walk in it as we experience it. We're glad you've joined us today. Again, be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll be able to listen to the radio program 24/7 over the internet. You'll be able to call up a friend or a loved one, be able to say, hey, why don't you listen to that program? Let's talk about it a little bit later. I think it'll bring some maybe disconnects back into the kind of connection that God would want in our relationships. That's what Great Commandment Love's all about. Loving Him, loving others. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Jim Walter. Be sure to visit our website today, like every day, a free download waiting for you. Today, the download is entitled The Light of God's Word. It's absolutely free, and you've got our permission to send it on to anyone you love. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, and while you're there, take the time to check out the rest of our website, our Great Commandment network of churches, churches of various worship styles and denominations literally all around the world. World with one thing in common. They want to teach you the how-tos for loving God in your marriage relationship, as a parent, as a Christian single adult, in church leadership, and more. That's our Great Commandment network of churches, also our online community, and resources for parents and singles and marriages and leadership, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. We'll take you into a Kingdom Calling workshop with Dr. David Ferguson next on Great Commandment Radio. Time is precious in relationships, in life, and especially in radio. But we think it's worth the time to remind you to support the station you're listening to right now. A ministry that brings you news and information, personalities, Bible teaching, and much, much more. Support local Christian radio because it supports your community. Take the time to support advertisers or underwriters or ministries you hear mentioned on this station. Or perhaps this station will ask you for your personal support. It's well worth the time. And tell a friend sometime today about this station. Call letters, frequency. You can even love them enough to program it into their car radio. Christian radio, good news we can all use. Support this station. Keep the good news alive in your community.
I shocked one of our friends just the other day as he shared one of his burdens in his travels. I just said, let's pray right now.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And so we took a few moments over the phone to just pray. Would there be somebody you might just pray with over the phone? Someone that you might get under a burden with this weekend? That's part of what it means to live out the testimony of a God who meets needs. I hope, if nothing else, you've caught a little glimpse of who the real God is. He's not going to be watching you all week long trying to catch you doing something wrong. He's going to be a God who's longing to bless you.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. Relationship challenges in a postmodern world. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio. Welcome back. Wouldn't it be an amazing thing if you could memorize the entire Bible? What a witness that would be, right? Not necessarily so. You may have the Bible completely, totally memorized, but if you don't have the skills to experience the truth, to experience those verses you've memorized and learned, you don't have the skills to translate that into an outreach in a postmodern world. To explain, from our Kingdom Calling training course, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
I remember visiting with my pastor friend out in Tucson, Pastor Roger, some years ago. We have on our website free sermons that pastors can download. And so if you go to greatcommandment.net, we have a lot of sermons they can download. And Pastor Roger and I were working on some of those. He put some of them on there, and I've got several on there. And as we were initially discussing this idea, which I think this past year we had about 9,000 sermons downloaded, had a denominational leader not too long ago said, "Now, how many of our pastors have downloaded those after 9 o'clock on Saturday night? You know, that's what I want to know." I said, "Well, we could tell you, but I'm not going to, all right?" But in the midst of that, we're working on this, and Pastor Roger, he's a great friend, and he kind of got a little tentative in his conversation. He said, "Brother David, can I share something with you?" I said, "Well, sure, you can share with me." He says, "Well, you know, we're putting some sermons out there. These I've recently preached in my church, and we got some of yours out there." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, can I just kind of share something with you?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Yours really aren't sermons." And I remember thinking, "What do you mean they're not sermons?" The website says they're sermons. Had quite a few hundred of them downloaded at the time. He says, "You know, I'm a pastor, and I week by week shepherd this flock. And so when I'm sharing, I'm delivering sermons." He says, "Really what you have are teaching series." He says, "Because as a pastor, I've got to assume that about half the people I'm preaching to this Sunday were not here last Sunday. And so I can't just jump in the middle of this thing and assume that, oh, y'all have been here for the last, you know, 10 hours like some of y'all have, you know. I can't," he says, "what yours really are a teaching." And I remember leaving there thinking, well, I thought they were sermons. I mean, we've advertised them as sermons. We've got false advertising going on. And it was kind of like, thanks a lot, Roger, you know. And what happened in the midst of that conversation, and we didn't have a chance to finish it because I needed to go and catch an airplane, but what happened in the conversation was a certain sense of darkness kind of came over me. Can you imagine that? So I'm kind of dealing with, you know, we misrepresented these people. I don't even have sermons on there. I got something else on there. I don't even know what they are. And, you know, people are taking them, but we've advertised them. And I'm kind of thinking through that. Now we may have to redo those things. And I'm driving out of the parking lot. And as I'm headed out of the parking lot, and this may sound strange to you men and women, I am a little down, a little depressed, not sure what is going on, the implications of this. We've got a lot going on. Don't have time to be redoing anything. And I'm driving out of the parking lot, and the Holy Spirit takes a Bible verse. It's one of those I've memorized, meditated on, have hidden away in my head. But it's beautiful when the Holy Spirit takes that which is in you and becomes alive. And He reminds me of this passage. You remember it's in there in Ephesians chapter 4 when He says, "I have appointed in my church some as apostles and some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors, some as teachers." And when I got to that last word, there is something rises up inside of me that moves me out of the darkness. And I take a step in the light. Joy comes on my heart. Well, of course, mine are teaching series. I'm a teacher. You know what? I got my cell phone out. I called Pastor Roger. I said, "Pastor Roger, have you got your Bible?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11? And I made him read that Bible verse with me. I said, "Now, Pastor Roger, the reason that yours are sermons is because you've been appointed in the body as a pastor. You're right. Mine are teaching series. And you know why? God has put me as a teacher." Now, this may sound strange to you, but I believe the Creator, this one who showed up in the life of Abraham, who wants to reveal Himself to Abraham, I believe He revealed Himself to me in a parking lot through an Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 verse that I thought was historic and reliable and true and knew its Greek words, but I believe the Spirit made it alive. And when that happened, He moved me out of darkness and brought me into a step of light. Could I ask you this question? How long has it been since you've experienced Bible verses? You know, one of the things that a faithful disciple will begin to say, a faithful disciple will begin to lay in bed at night and their hearts and minds are not flooded with, "What did I get done today?" But your heart will begin to be overwhelmed with, "What Bible verses did I experience today? Oh, Lord, did I speak any edifying words today? Lord, did I rejoice with anybody today? Lord, did I confess to anybody today that I hurt? Lord, did I mourn with anybody today? Lord, did I bless you today with my praise? What steps into the light of the Word of God did I do today?"
Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Training Course. Just a couple of minutes out of a day-long workshop. You can experience the entire workshop by ordering Kingdom Calling today at our website, www.greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net, and every resource order goes to support local Christian radio. Good news you can use in your own community, in your life, 24/7. That's greatcommandment.net. Order Kingdom Calling today, or check out other resources, training workshops, our Great Commandment network of churches, and more. And, of course, today's free download on the light of God's Word, all at greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. We'll come back with Dr. David Ferguson right after this. It's Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
So parents, maybe look around in the life of your children for things they might be struggling with alone.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are they struggling with a certain course, a certain academic field, a certain athletic challenge, a certain relationship? Get under the burden of that. That's support. And in our ministries, let's look maybe this weekend. During our times of worship and Bible study, for people around us, maybe under a burden. And let's not leave them alone. Let's come alongside like Christ had done for us. Get under the burden. Just a few simple words at times. Just want you to know I care. Let's take a moment to pray.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
It is a little bit of a different thought that the Bible is not just to be known and take notes, fill in blanks, but to actually experience it, isn't it? That's a part of God's plan of bringing a sense of relevance, health, wholeness to relationships, even this really strange world. How long has it been since you've experienced a Bible verse? How about thinking about that? on today's program, just a little homework. You know, I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now? How about an opportunity to just allow His heart to kind of stir yours with a sense of gratitude and gladness for how He's recently blessed you? And then look for an opportunity to tell somebody that. Again, maybe I was listening to the radio today and I was reminded of what a blessing it is to have great friends like you, to have a family that cares for me and loves me. Allow the Lord to kind of stir your gladness up. It's great to have a relationship with a God who hears you, listens to you, who, when you woke up this morning, was kind of longing to love you. Let Him stir your heart with gladness, and then give testimony about Him. You'll be experiencing a Bible verse. How about the opportunity right now to experience a little bit of Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, that talks about thinking more highly of other people. Great homework. Let Him bring to your mind right now another person in your life, maybe a spouse or child, family member, friend, who'd be great to think highly of right now. You might be, in many ways, consumed right now with all the things you need to do and all the things you got to get done and all the stresses and anxieties in your life and what we'll do. And maybe God wants to challenge you right now to experience thinking more highly of somebody else. Who might that be? And then how might you show them a little of His great commandment love? Well, a little phone call, bless anyone in your life, let them know, hey, I'm just thinking about you. I was reminded what a great friend you are, or how much I enjoy the opportunity to just work with you or to serve in ministry with you. And I just want to let you know, think more highly of another person. I can still remember years ago doing some counseling, and I would, between clients, go to my little mailbox and see if I had any notes or return calls to make. And very often I would find that in my little mail slot, my wife Teresa would have slipped by and maybe put a little note in there for me, or a little snack or a little cracker, or just to remind me she was thinking about me. How about you? Anyone practically in your life who could be touched by His likeness and His love as you experienced His truth with them? Thinking highly of them. How about that? Someone, as was mentioned earlier in Jim Walter sharing, that could benefit from just those words. I was reminded today that it was wrong of me to lose my temper. I know I made a promise to spend last Saturday with you, and I didn't do that. That was wrong. Will you forgive me? To experience James 5:16. That's what the Bible's all about. To be experienced. And when that happens, relationships are blessed. I know we're all looking for the blessing of God upon our relationships. And a great deal of it takes place as we approach it like this. God has written down in the Bible how to make relationships work. And when we do it like it's written down, they really do work. That's a part of Great Commandment Radio. Learning to love Him, love others. And Jesus says, upon those two greatest commandments depends all the law and the prophets. Everything is written, the whole Bible. It all relates to loving God and loving others. Let's experience that today.
Dr. David Ferguson, co-director of Intimate Life Ministries, and earlier today, Jim Walter. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Great Commandment Radio. We'll continue our series, Relationship Challenges in a Postmodern World, on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. Between now and then, do visit our website. Of course, today's free download on the light of God's Word. The light of God's Word, yours for free, and you have our permission to pass it on to anyone you know, at greatcommandment.net. And this week's resource, Kingdom Calling, the training workshop, available on DVD, audio CD, with the companion training workbook at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net, and your resource purchases go to support local Christian radio stations and communities nationwide. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Information on Intimate Life Ministries, training workshops, certification, and more, greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, as we'll discover meaning in life found in relationships.
What is that looking like? And they see the divorce, they see the various kinds of relational breakdowns. in our whole generation, a lot of which they've been deeply wounded by, and they say, you know, if that's where meaning is found, boy, those folks are looking in the wrong place because it didn't happen. So they're looking elsewhere.